USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
16 major universities, including Yale, Georgetown, and Northwestern, are being sued for alleged antitrust violations because of the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. Western and Ukrainian officials are concerned that this military buildup means the Kremlin is preparing for an invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday spoke about these rising tensions.
We are preparing ourselves for the possibility and likelihood, no one should be surprised, I should say, if Russia spreads disinformation about commitments that have not been made, or if it goes even further and instigates something as a pretext for further destabilizing activity. And so we would continue to urge everyone not to fall for any attempts to push disinformation out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
The Chicago Teachers Union remains in a standoff with the city of Chicago over the union's vote for a return to remote learning as COVID-19 cases rise throughout the United States. CTU President Jesse Sharkey says the union and its members will stand strong in the negotiations.
Our union is prepared to stand up for what's right. We don't like bullies. We don't like tyrants. We're not going to be bullied or pushed into a corner.
The CTU argues they need more testing and better protection in the classrooms. They did offer over the weekend to return to remote learning this Wednesday and eventually return to in-person learning when cases go down. Ron Johnson is once again running for U.S. Senate, the Wisconsin Republican making the announcement official with a letter in Sunday's Wall Street Journal. Johnson saying as much as he'd like to ease into a quiet retirement, he doesn't feel he should. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Fire officials are searching for answers after a fire in New York City.
At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater, Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The CDC has recently changed their guidance to accommodate the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. With that change has come criticism from Americans saying the CDC has not been clear in their messaging. Dr. Ajish Jha, Dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University, joins Fox News to discuss the criticism.
People criticize the CDC for changing guidance. I think that's unfair because the pandemic is changing. The virus is changing. We are changing, meaning we have a lot more population immunity now than we did 2 years ago. You don't want CDC's guidance from 2 years ago. So I think changing guidance is totally fine. I expect there will be more as we learn more. That is a natural part of a pandemic.
It's another all-SEC clash as Alabama battles Georgia in the college football playoff national championship game tonight in Indianapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.